Now, I've got several little scripts that I've written here. Let me give you a couple of different approaches that you can do with your warm market or referrals or business people in town. This would be a call that I would do even to my best friend, my mother, my father, or whatever, just anybody that I know. This is a script that I would do with them.
Carol's on the phone, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to role play with you. I have 4 or 5 different approaches that I'm going to use in the next few minutes. You're going to just answer the phone. I'm going to be the friend, and I'm going to go ahead and go. So go ahead and answer the phone.
Hello.
Carol?
Yes.
Hi, this is Danny. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You know, Carol, I know you're really, really busy, and I almost didn't call you because I know how busy your life is between the grandchildren and Trina and Gina and everything that you're involved in. But I really just had a very strong gut feeling that I needed to call. And so I don't want to keep you right now, but I really need your help.
Okay.
You know, Hans and I have been looking for a way where we could get out of debt. We've just incurred an incredible debt through the years. And, you know, we've got 5 children, and I know you understand, you know, about not wanting to be in debt. We have looked very hard and diligently, and I believe that we found a way. But for right now, before I begin my huge advertising campaign that's going to hit nationally, I was hoping if I could gain some experience first with practicing with you, because I know you're a straight shooter, and I know you'll just tell me like it is. And so do you think you could help me out?
Well, I would love to, Danny. Yes.
Okay, awesome. Could we get together tomorrow at noon at Starbucks?
Tomorrow at noon? Yeah, let me look at it. I think that's going to be great. Yes, I'm open for that. That'll be wonderful.
Okay. I really appreciate your help. It's really going to help me save a whole lot of money. I'd rather get some good experience working with someone I trust versus practicing on, you know, ads that I ran and wasted money.
Well, so, I'm looking forward to meeting with you.
Okay, thank you. Now, let's pause for a minute. Carol did everything that always happens for me on the phone. What one of your friends is not willing to help you? They're all willing to help you. Did she ask me what company I was in? Did she ask me what business I'm in? No. Why? Because I didn't tell her about it. I didn't give her a clue. What I sold her was helping me. I sold her on helping me. And that is not a hard thing to sell. But if you get on the phone and you start trying to sell vitamins and you're trying to sell potions and juices and lotions and gadgets and magnets, I promise you that you're going to get somebody say, yeah, I'm interested. Give me a call in a month when I have some money. You give them a call in a month, and guess what? They still ain't got no money. You're not supposed to sell them on that initial call if you're talking to warm market and or if you're calling real estate agents or insurance brokers or people that you're networking with. You're not supposed to give them the whole cat out of the bag. You are selling them on merely helping you out. And that's exactly what I did, and that's how come I get the response that I do. That's why 90% of the people that I invite to a meeting show up. Because I'm not selling them the product or the business. I'm selling them on helping me. That's one approach.